Madam Chair, distinguished members of the committee, my name is Charlotte Gage, representing the members of the United Kingdom CEDAW Working Group. Many of the critical issues raised by CEDAW in 2008 remain unmet, and there has been regression in some key areas. Across England and Wales, we are seeing a disregard for women's equality and a threat to human rights in general. Intersectional discrimination also increases their vulnerability. I would like to summarise our main points under three broad areas. First point, the government's austerity programme has had a disproportionate impact on many women and fails to understand the immediate substantive impacts on women's lives. Policies around welfare benefits and other support are disproportionately impacting on the most vulnerable and pushing more women into poverty and insecurity. Many women have been made destitute as a result of government policy. The public sector, which women are more reliant on for services and employment, and where equality protections are stronger, is being radically scaled down. The high cost of childcare leads many women not to seek work at all, and the gender pay gap is still far too wide. Access to justice has been removed entirely. Through recent major legal change, free legal aid has been removed for women suffering discrimination and violence in most areas of civil law. No ability to exhaust domestic law renders CEDAW meaningless. Second point, the localisation of social welfare and healthcare and changes to the National Health Service are exacerbating the inequalities in healthcare support and provision for women, and women's specific health needs are not addressed. There is also a danger that women's reproductive rights will be rolled back with government support. Violence against women and girls still occurs in England and Wales at epidemic proportions, and measures have been insufficient, with recent policies creating an increase in violence and impacting on women's safety as support services are being cut. Third point, there is a lack of implementation of a gender-sensitive framework of equality and non-discrimination, and no continuous monitoring or evaluation of the implementation of laws or measures. The lack of disaggregated data collection means that women's inequality cannot be addressed now or in the future. The national women's machinery in the UK has been dismantled, and the government has not adequately responded to proposals for a new model from the women's sector. There is an inconsistency of laws and measures across the devolved administrations, which means that women's rights slip through the cracks. The reality for women from all ages and backgrounds living in the UK is that there is incomplete realisation of their rights and serious attitudinal and behavioural barriers to substantive equality for all women. Thank you.